Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Now you have my attention.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the rear view, one in the windshield. That means 60 minutes on the clock. We've got an hour left of the show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Blitz is in L.A., borrowing Benedict Nick as he and the Blitz from Vegas for the big fight this weekend. Speaking of that, by the way, we want to give one lucky listener an autographed Porter Spence Jr. boxing glove. All you have to do is go to our ESPN 97.5 Twitter page, like and retweet our post. One winner will be chosen at random tomorrow. And make sure to tune in this Saturday at 8 p.m. as Errol the Truth Spence Jr. takes on Showtime Sean Porter in a World Championship Unification bout. Order now live on pay-per-view. Also available on the Fox Sports app. Go get yourself a shot at winning an autographed boxing glove. Pretty cool.
That is very cool. Yeah. I like that.
Now, did you see?
It's not even close to the poll, by the way.
What are the results?
Right now, it's about 3-1 Shakira to J-Lo as far as voting goes.
That's stupid.
Now, I haven't looked at Twitter, so, you know, we may have a different delegation on Twitter. But,
okay.
Yeah, CCJ said Shakira, and it's not close. I won't read the rest of it because he talks about corn and other stuff, and that's disgusting.
That's just people taking it too far again. That.
Okay. Yeah.
So voters get out and vote.
Clarence also voting for Shakira.
That's just weird all itself. I don't even want to think.
Yeah.
About that.
But it's not an easy decision. Like, people are like, oh, 100% J Lo hands down. And they're like, oh, Shakira, no doubt. I'm like, that's really not no doubt.
It's personal preference.
It's a close race. I mean, if these were two horses, right down to the nose, right? Like, I mean, to be close.
So, you know who's quarterbacking the Carolina Panthers this weekend?
Kyle Allen.
Former Aggie.
Get
former
them
Cougar.
Aggies.
Went Aggie, U of H, failed at both, NFL starting quarterback. And not short on confidence, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He played well last week. Threw for over 300 yards. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a pick. But not sure that all of that warrants this. Bleacher Report has a quote from Kyle Allen on being the starting quarterback for the Panthers, in which he says, and I quote, "I'm not here to be a fashionista. I'm here to play football. I don't give a bleep about scarves and effing hats."
Oh, no.
Oops.
What?
Pretty sure
like
your contract isn't as big as the guy that you're backing up on the regular, for one. And then Bleacher Report followed it up with a guy named Mike Tanner had this article. Panthers, Cam Newton, Kyle Allen, QB controversy is real, like it or not.
I feel like they walked Kyle Allen into that, first of all. Like, they didn't give you the full story. Like, there was a lot more going on than, hey, how come you're just wearing a golf shirt? And how come you're not dressed all flamboyantly like the rest of the NFL? And then they walked him into this, you know, fashion comment. And then tried to say, well, it's all about Cam. Now, maybe they hate each other. I don't know.
I don't know that much of the backstory. Just reading the article, it just says, look, the Panthers are very happy with the guy that they found. If he plays as he did last week, it buys time to get Cam 100% healthy again because he has had the shoulder surgery. He's got the foot injury that he's dealing with now. There's just a lot of things so they can figure some stuff out. But it really doesn't highlight any more animosity. It's just maybe that they're at a crossroads and thinking about what to do with their quarterback position. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I do know that I don't think that Kyle Allen is going to have nearly the game that he had against the against the Cardinals last week. I think he's going to come crashing back down to earth. That 4 touchdowns, great, good for you. The difference between these two defenses is pretty significant. Even though the secondary isn't as good on the Texans, you still have a front seven that is legitimately one of the best front sevens in football, mm-hmm. with or without Jadeveon Clowney, especially the way New Merciless is playing. Zach Cunningham is playing out of his mind. So, yeah, the secondary is down a little bit. I think this is Kyle Allen's return to earth, so to speak. And I was thinking about that, watching them pump him up and talk about, oh, look at this, Kyle Allen, another guy in the mix. Well, we're going to find out just how good he really is, because he's going to be playing a pretty good defense.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and credit to Kyle Allen, because no one saw this coming. Everybody saw this potential. That's why he got the opportunities he got in college. But he got a really, really good opportunity. Remember, that was a big controversial deal, too, with the way they went about getting him and that was it during the illegal recruiting period and all those other things. But then it was this big coup. U of H got him, and he's going to be a stud. And he was a dud. But he's climbed the ranks. He's come all the way back. And now Carolina obviously is pleased with what they have. But let's not be putting the cart in front of the horses, so to speak. I mean, look, you got him, and for 1 week he played well. He's no Cam Newton. Think the bigger thing is, well, Cam Newton, is he going to be healthy, and can he get back to being as healthy as he was when he was playing like an MVP a few seasons ago? That's the bigger question. He had shoulder surgery. Some people can bounce back from that. It takes some time. Some people are never the same. Same thing with the foot injury. They're comparing it to the Liz Frank injury. Yao Ming had that. Rick Smits had that. A lot of NBA players have that.
Matt Schaub had it.
And it's a tough thing to overcome. So you never know if he's going to be healthy again. And you're spending a lot of money on the guy.
Yeah, well, I don't know that there's necessarily – I mean, if you're picking, you're obviously taking Cam Newton over Kyle Allen 10 out of 10 times. Went healthy. I think, like you said, the big difference is what kind of Cam are you getting going forward? And I saw on ESPN, has Cam played his last game as a Panther?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. That's what I keep saying.
That's a little wild, but hey.
The man is a freak of nature. He's what, 6'5"? He's built, like I said, he's built like Jadeveon Clowney, but he can run and he can throw and he can do all the things that he's been able to do in his career. I'm not going to get to the Paul Feinbaum stuff where he nitpicks about Cam's always been about Cam and talking about who he is as a person. Bottom line is, I don't care, as long as he plays quarterback like a quarterback. Right. And for the majority of his career, that's all he's done. So, I mean, great. You should be happy and celebrating that you have a quarterback that looks like he can bridge the gap while you figure out what's going on with Cam. But you got to believe, from an organizational standpoint, the number one goal is to just get him healthy so he can get back out there.
Of course. Man, I was trying to remember, because I heard, when Sigmund was talking about Carson Wentz this morning on ESPN, I don't remember if it was Sit Down or
First
Shot or whatever. I don't remember the hell, but I don't know what they're called. But they said that Carson Wentz was 6-8 in his last 14 games.
He's been pretty
and then I was
so-so.
Like, well, Cam is probably pretty bad as well, right? So he obviously...
He lost eight straight starts before he got hurt, right?
I was going to say, he lost the two this year, right? You go back, the last time they won a game, November 4th against the Bucks.
That you're right. It was a week or so ago was the trivia question on Get Up.
Yeah.
Who has the longest running streak as a starting quarterback of losses? And it was Cam Newton.
8 in a row. Wow. And if you would have told me that Carson Wentz was 6-8 in his last 14... Sure doesn't seem like that, as much hype as there is around him, but that ain't good either.
No, it's not. And like I said, if you're a Panthers fan, you don't have Brandon Whedon. Rejoice, because you got a guy that can do some things for your football team that can keep you in games. And you've got a Christian McCaffrey, so you've got guys that can get it done and try and keep you in ball games.
Speaking of Carson Wentz, who you got tonight?
Tonight, dumb
Packers,
question.
Eagles.
I don't even care about the spread. I just want the W any way it gets,
yeah,
so I'm taking the Packers.
So
I'm taking the Packers. I never feel good about it. There, oh pick God. Is done. Just like J-Lo,
Jesus.
Green Bay, done. Who you got?
Why, Joel? When we pick each week, or what we used to, we don't really do picks anymore.
Right,
but when we talk Texans, I'm a Texans fan. As big of a Packers fan as you are, I'm
People
a Texans
don't
fan.
Don't want to hear me break it down.
No, but I want your honest assessment. Do you honestly think the Packers are beating the Eagles, or are you just, because you're a diehard Packers fan, you're just going to pick, just like we bitch about.
I don't like just picking like we bitch my about heart, Kirk but I Herbstreit, said it. I said Green Bay.
Kirk Herbstreit is always going to pick Ohio State. I don't give a damn if they were playing the Patriots. He'd be like, oh, Ohio State pulls that out. I want the honest. Like, when we pick Texans games, I don't always pick the Texans because I'm their fan. I pick honestly. Do you think this Eagles team can beat this Packers team?
I do. I think they can. And I think they got the red ass. I think their backs are against the wall because they don't want to start 1-3. I think their secondary is depleted. Yeah. I think they're – but from a Green Bay perspective, I'm not worried about their defense. Although, Za'Darius Smith is questionable, and that bothers me because he's been playing his tail off.
Yeah.
But – I'm not worried about the defense, and their corners have been fantastic. I'm worried about why it's been taking so long to get this offense going, but they're at home, and Rodgers is going to love looking at the secondary he's facing. And for those reasons alone, I'll say Green Bay wins the game, but I never feel good about these games. So that's why I am the way I am. Now, you know, the Eagles are 4-0 on Thursday primetime games in the Doug Peterson era.
Okay.
But Green Bay has won 13 straight home primetime games in September and October.
Spread, when I looked at it, was 4.
It was 4.5 is what
Packers
I'm
saying. Favored by 4. So from a picks perspective, I took the Packers giving the 4 points. So I think they win the game. I probably 24-18-ish. So I started doing my, like I did last year about this time last year, I started taking, okay, what have these defenses given up? What are these offenses scoring? What's really surprising is the Packers are surprising on both sides of the ball. The fact that they're only scoring 19 with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback, but they're averaging giving up 11 points a game, 11.7. That's crazy good.
It really, really is. And I never saw this coming.
Who would have suspected
that? As bad as their defense was a year ago, and I know that they went out and spent money on Amos as a safety and then the two Smiths, Preston and Za'Darius, to improve the defense. I never saw – look, you talk about what's going on Kirby in terms of their inability to draft. But when you look at what Green Bay did this year, and if Za'Darius Smith can't play, then Rashawn Gary from Michigan is going to step in. We'll see what he's got. But the kid they drafted, Darnell Savage from Maryland, I was talking to Lance about him. He was like one of those guys in a clump of safeties, but they said right before the draft, he started to climb a little bit. This dude is like, I'm not going to say Earl Thomas good yet, but he is – really, really, really talented.
Yeah, the only team that's given up less points this year per game is the Patriots, and they had the Dolphins on their schedule. So, I mean, the fact that you faced a good offense in the Vikings, Broncos
but at a certain
offense,
point,
is, meh.
Aaron Rodgers,
Bears should have scored more points, but.
But Aaron Rodgers at a certain point in the offense, I don't care, new coach, new system, you got to figure it out. You got to start you got to put up more points and look like what you've been able to do in the past with the offense, which everybody said, well, he doesn't have the weapons. They're not bad.
No.
They're too deep at running back that they use. They've got young receivers, Valdez-Scantling and Geronimo Allison, and they got another the kid from Notre Dame, as well as Davante Adams. I'm never going to say that they don't have talent around him.
You know, we were talking about the Packers' defense is surprising. Three teams that are surprising. One, from a defensive perspective, from a letdown. One, the fact that the Eagles are as bad as they are defensively right now and how many points they've given up. But how about the Saints giving up over 27?
Yes.
A defense that last year was really good, like legitimately
fantastic,
excellent. And the other one is Seattle giving up almost 27 a game is very surprising.
Clowny,
so three teams that should have had better defenses this year. Seattle, you get. They lost a lot on that side of the ball, but they were still playing
Philly's
well for the most part.
Front seven is great. Their secondary has just been awful. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Thursday Night Football, Eagles at Green Bay, about 7:20 this evening. So we'll continue to roll on. If you got more things that you want to throw in there in the mix about anything going on with the Texans, football, game tonight, etc., give us a shout. Otherwise, we're going to continue to roll. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Back as we continue with the final hour, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Aaron in for Nick, along with Barry and Joel on this Thursday in the big city. Tomorrow, again, a reminder, F Yeah Friday. We'll have a comedian of the week. Barry already gave you a little backstory on that. Sarah Barshop will join us in her regularly slotted 3:30 appearance to talk Texans.
I have reached out to Juggalo Trey to see if he still wants to do this one-chip challenge to come in on air and make it happen. So AR chip. Platinum, we may need you to get a chip up here between now and 4 p.m. tomorrow. So be ready for that. A couple of texts from the text line before we keep it rolling. Uber Mike checked in. He said, "Hey, Joel, what brand of diapers are you going to use? I'm moving at the beginning of the month and would like to get you some diapers."
Not Huggies or Pampers. It doesn't matter. I appreciate
that's very
it.
Nice. Very, that's very, very,
very
kind
nice
of you,
yes,
Uber
appreciate
Mike.
That.
Very kind.
And if anybody else wants to jump on that train, I would more than welcome them.
We're going to do a diaper drive. I really think we need to do that for you. You got screwed during, was it your birthday?
Yeah.
Or Christmas or something like that. Everybody else got, like, people were sending food up, and Joel got screwed. So
because we were on remote. We had a golf tournament. Wildcat.
We're going to do a diaper drive for you, and Uber Mike is going to be the first person there. Uber Mike always comes through in the clutch, so we appreciate him, as do a lot of the suspects. Somebody said, "I love spicy food." Speaking of that one-chip challenge with Trey, they said, "I love spicy food. I ate the chip 2 years ago. Definitely get ice cream." Is that something that works?
Ice cream's like milk.
I guess it's the milk.
Yeah.
So you get vanilla ice cream, cools it down, and then the milk.
The cool might be more, even more soothing, but the milk is supposed to take that immediate contact heat, spice feeling in your throat and everything, your stomach.
What if we get milk for Trey and ice cream, but then just put chili powder in both of them?
God, you're dirty. Huh? You're dirty. See, this is the kind of person.
No?
Okay. Real true character flaws come out in things like this.
I love Trey. I would never do that
to him. And you'd love to see him go through that.
Candy said, "Barry, what's the promo code again for your show tonight?" Coordinate. If you, speaking of that, if you want to go this weekend, I'm featuring for Pops, John Witherspoon from Friday, and Boomerang, and Boondocks, and Black Jesus. Or I should say the Boondocks. But if you want to go tonight, there's a discount code. It's Coordinate. You buy your tickets online at Houston Improv. You get 2-for-1. Other than that, you're going to have to pay full price. And no, I don't have a list, so don't ask to be on it. So there you go. It's going to be fun.
Your next show?
You know what's funny is, you know what's going to happen. All these people that we see at remotes, that we see out and about, that, oh, man, I can't wait. Because I can't tell you how many suspects in the last month that we've seen that have asked me when I'm performing again. And you've heard me tell them, just check my website, barryisfunny.com. I always have my schedule up. So all these people know, and guess how many I'm going to see? None. So I swear, next time somebody asks me, I'm going to be like, go to hell. Yeah, I don't know you're trying to be nice, but go to hell. I would rather you just not ask. Just don't ask. All right. We talked about the Houston Hall of Fame, Houston Sports Hall of Fame. And somebody had texted us in the first hour, should Paul Bosch be considered for the Houston Sports Hall of Fame? What say you?
I think he's got legendary status with people that are fans of the wrestling game. So I think at some point he should probably be considered. Yeah.
Now you know what my first take on that is going to be, right?
I know, because you think all the wrestling's fake. Was it always fake?
Yes, it's always been fake.
Even back in those days when he got started and jumping Jim Brunzel and all
those? Yes, it's always been fake. And catch as catch can wrestling, but it's still always been fake. But it is a great form of entertainment. It is very entertaining. But I don't know if I would classify it as a sport.
You're going to piss a whole lot of people off, but I get it. I'm with you. Look,
I'm not saying it to be a dick.
But I just think, regardless,
I'm just saying, I don't know if you classify wrestling, which is predetermined, as a sport.
Now, the term wrestling, as in Greco-Roman wrestling,
right,
would be a sport for
sure. No. Look, NCAA college wrestling, Greco-Roman wrestling,
right,
all that stuff, yes, that's legitimate wrestling. That's a sport. But WWE-style wrestling, which is entertainment, it's because it's scripted. I don't know that you can classify it as a sport, because there's no other sport where the outcome is predetermined. That's the whole point of a sport. So I'm not saying this. I know I give wrestling, I always call them wrestle dorks and all that, and I have fun with it, just like soccer dorks. I'm not saying it to be contrarian. I'm not saying it to be an a-hole. I'm just saying I don't think you can classify that as a sport. Now, back in the day when Paul Bosch was running wrestling, they wouldn't admit that it was predetermined. And I don't want to say fake because people do get upset about that.
They do.
Oh, well, it's fake one. Go get chopped in the chest by Booker T. Point taken. So I'm not going to say it's fake. I'm saying it's predetermined. But back then, they wouldn't admit that.
It's not as bad as fixed martial arts, right?
Now, see, don't you?
Because you were saying when a predetermined outcome. I was like,
huh. MMA is not fixed,
no,
sir.
I know.
But yeah. I'm going to say no for that reason, not because Paul Bosch isn't great.
Really?
And what
Aaron,
he did,
what says you?
Did for wrestling. But no, it's not a sport, so he shouldn't be in the Houston Sports Hall of Fame.
I'm on the it's entertainment, not sports. I mean, it still blows my mind that you can bet on wrestling matches in Vegas.
That is kind of crazy.
How if it's predetermined?
That's what I want to know, because somebody was, I don't remember who it was. Somebody I saw on Twitter last WrestleMania was like, oh, I got blah, 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 plus 200. And I was like, why can you bet on something that they already know what's going to happen? It's just like the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
If you're singing it and they put the over on you at 2 minutes and 30 seconds, tell every person
Everybody
in your family.
Know. Get them rich.
I've been practicing this for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
248.
I've always wondered that on prop bets and things like that. Like, there's got to be somewhere in the production area that goes, man, I could double my salary today.
Well, who was it that got busted for it 2 Super Bowls ago because he had said something he was...
About the Gatorade?
Yeah.
Because I've always thought about that because I have friends that are equipment managers with different teams. And I was like, man, if they just gave me that one tip, I'd spread it out so I didn't put it all in one bet. But I guarantee you they ain't going to switch it up last minute on me.
Yeah.
You can win some money.
Somebody texted and said, and this is great. I agree. Wrestling is a display of athleticism, but it's not a sport. Totally agree with that. It's fun to watch. It's great. It's entertaining. All of those things. It is. Like I said, I was a huge Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock fan back in the day. Love all that. I'm not disparaging wrestling, even though I mess with the guys that watch it. What I'm saying is if you're going to have a Houston Sports Hall of Fame, I don't think you can put in a Paul Bosch or a wrestler for the reason that it is predetermined.
But I think for a majority of the Houston population that remembers Paul Bosch back in the day, there was just that a lengthy period of time where that was not a given. That was not a known fact.
No, they wouldn't admit it.
Right. So people really bought into it, and for that reason, they considered it a sport.
Oh.
So I think that's why you will get a lot of people that will back him being in the Houston Sports Hall of Fame, because for the times that they were really engaged, they really believed it was real.
Hmm.
I did too when I was 11.
See, yeah, but yeah. Okay, but some people can't let go of that.
Yeah, I'm kind of... When I was a kid, my mom would try to tell me it was fake. I almost looked for a new mom. I was like, you know, you got to go.
Dude, yeah, I mean,
don't tell me
up,
that.
When I was a kid, my grandfather called it athletic soap operas.
Really?
So he knew back
in the
day?
That he said it was an athletic soap opera.
Yeah, grown folk kind of knew. But as kids, we didn't want it. I really believed that the Rock and Roll Express were the baddest two dudes on the planet if you had to fight both of them.
And you think about how many guys, because there is no professional wrestling that, like, for Greco-Roman wrestling. So you see a lot of guys that were medal winners, Olympic gold medalists, that would go to WWE or WWF just because it was a way to have a name in the sport so that maybe it legitimized it more.
Yeah. So. It's weird. I don't know. Hey, guys, I'm going to tell you about GetUpside. I love this app, and I wanted to tell you that in case you didn't know this, first of all, they were mentioned on ABC 13, but there is no gimmicks, no catch, no signing up, long-term commitments, any of that with GetUpside. You put in some info so that you can log in, you create that account, you're good to go. Here's why I tell you guys to try GetUpside, because if you don't like it, you do not have to use it. That's the beautiful thing about it. I know you're going to love getting that cash back, like me, like Aaron, like AJ, like Nick, like so many other listeners that are saying, oh, look at me, I got $500 in my account. Where's your $500 at? Well, if you're not using GetUpside, it's not in that account, I can tell you that. So go download it right now, put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, start getting get a little bump on your first fill-up through the app. Like Jake Asman got $7 back on his first fill-up through the app. My wife got 30 cents a gallon back on her first fill-up. So you can totally take advantage of that. And remember, these gas stations and restaurants want your business. So they're offering these cashback deals through the app. It is absolutely like getting free money. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 gas stations around the city. And up to 35% cash back at hundreds of restaurants around the city of Houston. Like, that's like a third of your bill if you think about it. If you're getting 35%, every third time you use it, if you get 35% cash back, you're eating for free. What are you waiting for? Don't leave money at the pump. Don't leave money at the table. Go download GetUpside right now. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 30 minutes left. Half hour of the show to go. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. They're out in Los Angeles for the big fight this weekend that we've been telling you about. So Fred, AJ, and Trader Nick are all going to be available via LA at 4 o'clock. They'll take you home till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. You're chuckling.
Because Trey, I don't think he knows what he's in for.
That's the case 99% of the time.
So I texted Trey. I was like, yo, Jugs, you want to do this chip challenge tomorrow? It's Barry. He goes, hell yeah, I'll do it. Is there dip or is it just a chip?
It's typical.
And I said, it's just a chip. Just for a minute, just to see how it feels.
So it's going to be longer than a minute. And it ain't going
to
feel good.
No, but he's apparently down, so I'm going to have to reach out to AR Platinum and get this chip delivered up to the station and watch his face melt, essentially.
This is going to have ramifications more than just once the chip is digested or gone or whatever happens, like in the first, say, couple minutes. Because from people that were talking to us about it, I think even in Beaumont, they were saying that this can have, like, affect your digestive system for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, don't tell him that.
Well, okay.
Too late now.
Just keep it between us.
713 Hooligan said, of course Paul Bosch needs to be in our local Hall of Fame, regardless of if it's real or fake. His words, not mine, wrestle dorks. Don't get upset. He did help start it all, and look how big it is now. Did he help start it all? Here.
I didn't know the name till I moved here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Being around here,
wrestling was regional back in the day.
For being the guy that got it going.
Wrestling was very regional back in the day. So he helped start it here. He didn't help start professional wrestling.
Right, right.
Wrestling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't help that. But
you want to get to Clarence before we do anything else?
We should definitely do that.
Clarence, you want to talk about a rival within your division? Cam Newton, not healthy. What's up?
You know, I did, but, you know, listening to you guys talk, we're not going to talk about Cam, who, if he continues playing like he's playing, he's not going to last long in the league because he keeps getting injured. But let's leave that alone. I have to agree with Barry on one thing when he talked about the Saints' defense.
Hang up on him, Aaron. Oh, okay.
And that's because he's right, and it's all because of the secondary. The secondary is Marshawn Lattimore took a couple of steps back since his rookie year. TJ and Marcus Williams are trash. Eli Apple deserves to be taken out to the back and old Yellard. It's horrible. And this defense is not built for playing in a shootout. They're built from playing with a lead. Because the run defense has always been great, but it's always the secondary. When you can just peel back and just blitz and play some zone, it's not that great. And I have to agree with Barry with that because the defense is just horrible as hell right now, at least the back half of it.
Okay, appreciate the call, Clarence. Look, the other thing is the Eagles had the same issue. It's secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the other team you said? It was Seattle.
Seattle,
well, Seattle lost
three.
Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
And they've lost almost everybody, every bit of the region of boom. Legion of Boom. So region and Legion.
Whatever. The region of Boom.
Yeah.
Just in this general area of
secondary
boom.
Has been a huge area of concern. Look at the team down on Kirby. I mean, the Texans right now, looks like the offensive line is getting better, but the one major issue of concern is the secondary starting with Jonathan Joseph.
Yeah, yards per game. I mean, I gave you numbers for scoring. Mm-hmm. Texans giving up 20, and then I gave you all the others around 27, but even like yards per game, New Orleans is fifth in yards allowed per game at 436 yards a game.
Yeah, that I mean, most bad. People are going to say that, and without for obvious reasons, that the Saints are struggling and not the same because there's no Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of Drew Brees, You heard it from a Saints fan there, and you heard it from you before that. And any guy that plays fantasy football that knows, hey, their Saints defense probably was one of the top ones picked based on what they did last year.
Yeah, they did very well last
year. They just haven't performed.
Yeah, where do you think that the Texans fall in receiving yards allowed or passing yards allowed in the league? Just if you had to guess.
21.
They're 10th.
Wow.
Yeah. No, and allowed. They've allowed the 10th most. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
one being the worst, okay. 32 right, yeah. being the best, they're 10th.
So about the same, because I said 21, so it'd be the final 10 or 11.
Yeah. Yeah. So they are, they've allowed 277. There's nine teams that are worse than them. The Saints, third, 301 passing yards per game.
You know, the funny thing is, you take that Saints game out of there and you get rid of Colvin.
Yeah, and that secondary looks a lot better.
Look what they did against Rivers. Yeah. Look, and they obviously played well against Minshew. So,
not great, but better.
Better.
Right. Kind of like the offensive line. Uh-huh. Not great, but when you're as bad as they were, anything is better. So just being average or slightly below average is still good compared to
where they were.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of words. I don't know if any of that made sense or not.
You got it all. Okay. All right. So you want to get to this story now or you want to close with it? Because
let's get to it.
So I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but shockingly, another story out of Florida. A Florida nursing assistant opened his mouth and placed it around the penis of his patient, according to police, who arrested the healthcare worker on a sexual battery charge while conducting a routine physical exam. So the guy goes in for a physical, and in the process of going through everything that he has to do for the turn and cough and everything like that, it not only got physical, it got oral.
Wow. So this guy goes in, he's like, hey, you know, I got to get a physical for my job. And the nurse is like, yeah, buddy, no problem. And then he does the exam. And part of a physical, and for ladies especially, every dude I think has had a physical at least once in his life. I'm going to assume, maybe not. But in a physical, they check you for hernias. And the way they do that is they'll put a couple fingers in your testicle region
and
press and tell you to turn your head and cough. And they check. They just have you push and make sure that there's no hernias down there. Mm-hmm. I've never had a doc get eye level with my penis or a nurse get eye level with my penis while doing the physical. So that would be the first clue that, bro, why are you sitting on the table,
but you're sitting on the edge of the
table.
You're
standing. I've never been sitting when I'm getting that area checked. You have to stand.
That's true.
So if the dude kneels down to do the physical, the nurse, I'm going to be like, bro, what are you doing? Why are you, you ain't going to be like, this is, I just, there's two fingers in that area, push up. All right, we're good. Let's go to the next. Okay, let's move on.
Some of the doctors have the little rolling chair, the little short stool so they can slide.
Okay, that's fine. But this, so you're telling me this nurse put this man's...
Now, here's the only thing that... Here's the story, okay? You tell me if there's anything fishy, but just a little bit suspect about this, though. Investigators say that Roger Kayla Martin, 41, was examining the victim's bare genitals when the battery took place around 9 p.m. Tuesday evening in the Clearwater office of Dr. Eduardo Palancia. The victim, cops say, was getting an annual physical when he was subjected to Martin's unprovoked and unsolicited sexual contact. The man immediately backed up, left the exam room, notified the doctor, called 911.
Let me tell you what would happen. I'm with you, what you said at the break. Mm-hmm. As soon as that man put his mouth where I didn't want it.
Punch it.
No, I mean, well, that's your...
I'm punching.
I'm not... If you have your mouth on that area, I'm not punching you in the head because I don't need you biting down. But I would back up first, and then I'm going to knee you in the face.
Okay, I'm not going to go millisecond by millisecond, but first of all...
Yeah, you're getting punched or kicked or kneed.
Yeah, I'm getting free and clear, and then you're done.
We're fighting. Yeah. We are definitely fighting.
Oh, it's not even a fight. It's over.
Dude, and this man left the room all calmly and went and reported it. I would be calling an ambulance because, oh my goodness. The goal, I mean, like...
But who gets a physical at 9 p.m. at night?
Hey, man, sometimes you got stuff to do.
No doctor's office is open. I mean, seriously, around here, obviously... Oh, those
24-hour emergency or urgent care.
24-hour urgent care?
Yeah.
This ain't urgent care, it's a physical.
You can still get that done there. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg and your dignity, apparently. But
whoa.
What, dignity?
No, yeah, I just wondering what you were saying there. Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
Because it could have costed you here.
What nurse? This would be the equivalent of a guy doing that to a female. Like, how would you, what in your mind, what in your process of thinking goes, he's probably all right with this. Now, I realize some guys give off the vibe that they might be into that.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, that's pretty presumptuous on your part to assume that he would be okay with you doing it.
After being read his rights, Martin reportedly admitted to placing his mouth on the victim's and basically they cuffed him, $10,000 bond.
Cuffed him and stuffed him. Look at that. $10,000 bond.
Clearwater, Florida Police Department, felony sexual battery charge. He was booked into jail, then released on the $10,000 bond. He's been a certified nursing assistant since 2010.
Well, he won't be no more.
No, that's...
No, you lose your license when you start just assuming you can go around.
That's just not a bet. Yeah, I mean... And here's the thing, that's like we were talking about...
weird to me.
When you read that headline...
What would you do, Aaron? Aaron would be like, what was your name?
My first reaction would probably be to, like, knee or punch.
At least take my number.
Buy you dinner first?
Yeah, come on, man.
But I have a feeling I would, like, lift my knee, like, to knee him, and then all of a sudden the teeth would go down, and I'd be in real big trouble then.
And then you'd be like, now you'd have to stay and get it sewn back on. No, so you got to back up. That's why Joel's like, I'm punching him. I'm like, all right, step one is you back up.
It's that fight or flight thing. What is your initial reaction?
Yeah, it's probably...
Well, the first reaction that you feel, you're like, oh, so you're already pulling back. You're like, what the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to think that if he went down there in the area... I would be why are you down there? Like, you don't...
I would, yeah.
Like, even as the doctor, every hernia test I have, they're always looking at their watch or checking their phone or something. They're just like, yeah, okay,
that's why
you're
good. The thing that baffles me is how that dude got his whole face into that region before the guy went, well, this ain't right.
Plus, he's been doing it since 2010. This probably isn't the first time he tried this shenanigans.
I mean, maybe he has, maybe his radar is good at detecting whether a dude would like that or not, and up to this point, no one's objected? I don't know.
I got to tell you, when I saw the story, and then when you, were you like, saw
where
it on
is
the rundown,
that place at?
I'm like, the headline, nursing assistant tries to give during physical exam. I'm like, hey, this is like the latest teacher scandal. You want to see, is the teacher hot?
Was
so
she
I clicked
hot?
On it going, is she hot? I went, oh,
male nurse. I did the same thing. I was like, well, was the nurse hot? And then I was like, okay, plot twist. It wasn't a she. That really messed up the story.
Show prep. Get that out of my history. What's going on here?
By the way, Stalker Brian said, hey, maybe it was just difficult to inspect for the hernia, so he needed to reinflate it. All right. That's inappropriate, Brian.
And in a side note, Stalker Brian is now going to get his degree as a nursing assistant for athlete's foot so that he can examine people's feet. All right, we got a segment to go on the show. We'll put a bow on it next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we've mentioned throughout the proceedings today. AJ, Fred, and Trader Nick are in L.A., and we love Nick, but he obviously should not pass up an opportunity to go to Los Angeles. They're all there for the fight, so they're going to have everything coming to you live from Los Angeles, starting at 4, taking you till 7, right here on ESPN 97.5. Appreciate Aaron filling in for Nick while he's in California, so had a good show.
Yes, thank you for being here.
Hitting a lot of topics, a lot of people chiming in, a lot of activity from the suspects today. Lots of opinions to go around. Thankfully, not too many candy bars. And your final tally on your Jennifer Lopez.
I stopped counting, Shakira, but let's just say Shakira ran away with
it. In a landslide.
In a landslide. It wasn't really even close.
I'm a bit surprised by that.
I am too. I really thought this was a question that would have perplexed people, like, oh, I don't know. I could, you know, some days J-Lo's hotter, some days Shakira's hotter, but apparently. Everybody was, like I said, it was a 3-1 vote for every one that J-Lo got. Shakira got 3, so.
I think Nicholas would have evened out the vote here. Been on my side with J-Lo, yeah.
I don't know.
As opposed to Shakira.
No? We'll have to ask him.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay. Thursday Night Football, we've covered. So you know that's coming up tonight. Yeah. We talked that. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but there's a big controversy over Monday Night Football. At one point, Chicago calls a timeout. Trubisky comes over to talk to Matt Nagy. And video pretty clearly shows what everybody's questioning. Did Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Bears, tell Trubisky to shut the F up? And if you watch the video, and I can retweet it, first of all, he says shut up the first time, and he clearly says shut the F up the second time, if I'm not mistaken. You're the expert lip reader on the show, so you might want to watch the video. Aaron, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
No doubt, right?
Yeah, that's what he said to him.
And you know what? And people are losing their mind over this. Who cares? It's the head coach of your football team. It's a professional team, not a college team, so parents can't be upset about their kids getting yelled at. Everybody's getting paid. But if you needed to get his attention and to stop worrying about something else so they could focus on the play to be called or whatever they were trying to do, okay, get over it.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you something.
Oh, boy.
Why did you...
Okay, go ahead.
Would you be okay with that if someone did it to you?
Yeah, in the right situation.
If there were TV cameras around.
Yeah, but you don't know. Here's the thing. Now, as Joel, players, I don't care.
If AJ came in here. And well, was like, hey.
Just call that a Tuesday.
But if he came in here, or if Todd came in here, or if Gal came in here, and they were, well, I guess it would be more of, because Gal would be the equivalent of the Bears owner going down there and doing it. Right. But if AJ came in here and was like, what the hell was that last segment? Why were you talking about nurses and penises? And you interrupted him like, hey, man, we were just, and he told you, hey, shut the bleep up. Would that piss you off? Would that upset you?
I mean, I think at the time.
Now imagine the Twitch is going. And people see that happen while we're streaming live.
I think it really depends on how you're acting. If I'm acting the fool, like I'm just completely running amok with really no really legitimate reason to say that anything was justified, or you know, or I was rambling and he wasn't able to clearly say what he wanted to say. I mean, there's a different way to do that, obviously, when you're talking about an office situation and HR departments and everything like that. You're talking about an NFL football game where everybody said all bets are off. There's cussing on every play. There's all these different things. You know, on a scrum at the bottom of a fumble, all kinds of illegal things happen. So it's a different situation. But look, as a quarterback, if you need him to focus some way or another, it's kind of part of the game.
I don't know anything about Trubisky. He might be the most humble guy out there in the world, but do you really think a coach has never told him that in high school where he got a little too big for his britches and said, no, I wanted to run blah, and the coach took him aside and said, listen, shut the bleep up. You're going to do what I tell you to do.
See, I think
I guarantee at least one coach in his history also, has told him that before that.
But there's also that but that. That's also high school. He's not a grown-ass man making grown-ass man money with TV cameras everywhere, and now it's on. Now you've been basically disrespected, and it's all over television and the internet.
Who cares? You know what? Here's the thing.
I think you would care.
I'm sure you would care, but here's the thing.
I think both of y'all would care.
You're also, to your points, you're a grown man, and you're getting paid to play football. So two big pluses. So as part of that, if the cameras or the mics pick some stuff up, wouldn't be the first time, not going to be the last time. But if it's effective in getting done what the team needs to get done, it says a lot about a coach who's willing to do it and try it in today's day and age. Because, Aaron, like you said, if this wasn't the first time, I guarantee you there's a lot of parents
of course.
And kids that had it that got offended in high school. And guess what
they did?
They transferred to a different high school after that because they got their feelings hurt. But in the NFL, it's different. I've already told you, man, the stuff in locker rooms and stuff.
I get it. But that's in locker rooms. That's behind closed doors. If AJ calls you into his office and shuts the door and tells you that, that's a whole different thing than the whole world knowing you just got disrespected by your boss or your coach.
So is it the point of authority that's the problem? Like if the defensive captain had come up and said it to him,
or
is it just
player.
As bad?
That's just dudes. Like Joel and I have said a lot of mean things to each other off air.
But the fact that Nagy's his boss, that's what makes it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's well, not only that, but where he did it. If you do it, if they go to halftime and he curses him out in the coach's office, that's fine. AJ has, you know, if he calls me into his office and curses me out for a bad segment, that's fine. If he does it on air and he's serious, that's a completely different thing. Completely different.
But here's the other thing. It wasn't intentionally picked up on air. It's just that they've got those mics. They've got the camera from up above, if you want to be, for the lip reading part of it. But fact of the matter is that it's not an office situation. It's not, and you don't
True.
Know.
No, that's a good
and so,
point.
And so you don't. And the other thing is, you don't know at the time that anybody's going to pick it up. The only reason you're reacting like that, I think
you think LaFleur tells Aaron Rodgers to shut the F up.
Oh, you know what? But I think vice versa. I think there's the other thing I was going to say. I think Nagy has a better. You see, he has control of his locker room. As opposed to a Jay Gruden, you see a guy that knows he's in control of his locker room because he's not afraid to act like that and say that. Because the example you give, I saw it last week and it ticked me off. Rodgers had a couple plays that didn't work and he's dropping the F-bomb and waving his hand at the sidelines. It's like, at some point, you got to stop doing that too. But it also shows me that LaFleur doesn't have the kind of control yet if he ever gets
You think Bill O'Brien tells Tom Brady to shut the F up? Oh, he did, and he's not there anymore. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, but he didn't get fired that week.
No, he didn't get fired that week, but there's a certain level of respect regardless of the fact that it's a sport. Now, I do agree with you. It's different than in an office environment than it is on a football field. But at the end of the day, I think these players are still like, look, I'm a grown-ass man. You can talk to me without disrespecting me.
Well, don't forget the fact that Bill O'Brien at halftime, depending on how the story and who you hear it from, knocked down Brock Osweiler and went after
That's
him.
That's true. Now
so
that,
guess what? And he's still got a job.
I respect – well, but nobody respected Brock Osweiler.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's still got a job.
Well
– That's a problem that we still are talking about. So, all right. That'll do it for us on a Thursday, but don't go anywhere. The Blitz is coming up next live from Los Angeles. Getting ready for the fight this weekend. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on ESPN 97.5. For Aaron and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend. Or have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.